miracles, am I right? And you guys were involved in that miracle. You were praying. Actually, I talked to John only maybe half an hour before his heart attack. He called me and he said, I'm sitting on the back porch. I have a cup of coffee here. No, I don't know. No, it might be coffee, something. And he said, I just wanted to call you. And we chat a little while. And I said, well, we have facility operation team meeting. I'm walking into a parish house. So can I call you back? He said, no need to call back. I just kind of wanted to chat with you a little bit. And then we have a meeting. We start our meeting. And Ethan called from home. And he was crying. He said the daddy had a heart attack. And they are about to take him to ER and so forth. So you don't know what's going to happen. You don't never know what is going to happen. But we know afterwards that God really works miracles among us. By the way, about these miracles, that when we keep on praying for the church family and many people, and then sometimes we get phone call that, you know, thank you for prayers. God responded beautifully. I said, have you shared this with somebody else? I'm glad to hear it, but have you shared it with somebody else? It would strengthen somebody's faith to know that when we keep on praying, that God really answered to our prayers. So I encourage you to share your testimony, because we want to hear. We want to hear it. People want to hear it. In the first service, we heard testimony from Courtney Cole, who is our children minister. You missed that if you were not attending first service this morning. You can talk to Courtney about it. But this Lenten season is a season of miracles as well. Many times we don't think about it. And of course, God's ultimate miracle was by sending his son, Jesus, who died for us on the cross, who rose again and opened the door for eternal life for us. In our gospel reading, according to John 3, chapter 3, it focuses on the necessity of being born again. Being born again from above by the power of the Holy Spirit to see the kingdom of God. By the way, this conversation that took place between Nicodemus and Jesus is very interesting. I know you heard it and you have read it. You have read it many times. Maybe you want to read it again when you go home. This reading is highlighting God's immense love in sending Jesus not to condemn the world, but to save the world. So friends, the church, we have good news to share every single day. If you ever wonder if there is some good news to share about my church, about my faith, here's your good news. Jesus sent his only son, Jesus Christ, not to condemn, but to save us, including you and me. Now the conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus clearly illustrates moving. There are big topics. They are talking about big topics by moving from darkness to light. Can there be a bigger topic than this? Moving from darkness to light, replacing a heart of stone with a new spirit-led life, a new heart, spirit-led heart. Now, Jesus says in the gospel that it is necessary to be born again by the Spirit to enter the kingdom of God. We can then say, first of all, it is necessary to be born again. It is necessity of new birth. If anything in this world is necessary, it is new birth. This is Jesus saying to us. The greatest miracle of everything, all these wonderful miracles are miracles extra to us. Now, Jesus tells Nicodemus, who was, by the way, a religious teacher and leader. You might call him a theologian in his context, religious leader, head man in the community. Jesus tells Nicodemus that physical birth is not insufficient. is insufficient, not enough. You can't enter the kingdom of God just because you happen to be born into this world, and then you go back to eternal life. Jesus says it takes more than that. You must be born again from above. Then he adds on, by water and the Spirit, which means that you have to have cleansing, divine cleansing from above, and then you have to have transformation by the Spirit to enter the kingdom of God. And many people don't get this. The first and most important miracle for us to have by grace. This transformation is a new work of God, the greatest miracle that can happen to any Christian believer, not by human effort. It don't matter how much religion we have. What Jesus said between the lines to Nicodemus, that you have lots of religion on you. You are a well-educated person. Who knows how many doctorates you have in the field of theology and religion. But guess what, Nicodemus? If you don't be born again from above, you are not going to enter the kingdom of God. And Jesus tells Nicodemus that somehow it is a mystery. It is mystery how the Spirit works. I can't explain it how it happened to me, and I'm sure you are having the same issue. Can't explain it, but you feel and you know and you are certain about the effects, which is to say, I belong to Christ. I've been born again. Jesus says the Spirit is like a wind. Like a wind. Its origin and destination is unknown to us, but we can see and we can feel the effects of this wind of Spirit. Holy Spirit is invisible transformative force, a person who will bring spiritual change, transformation in the hearts and life of these and those who believe in who? Who believe in Jesus Christ. Let me ask you, friends who are worshiping with us through Facebook or YouTube, or also here in the sanctuary, do you believe in Jesus Christ? Have you been born again from above? Do you know Christ personally? Or is there just lots of religion on you? When we say yes to Christ to change our hearts and lives, it is a go-ahead call for the Holy Spirit to start working on us. Right that moment when you respond, Jesus, yes, I want to turn my heart to you. I want to give my heart to you. It is a go-ahead call for the Holy Spirit to start transforming and changing your life from inside out. When you say yes to Jesus, good things will start happening to you. Some of you and many of you can say, yes, I am with you, Pastor. It is true. That has happened to me. Now, secondly, Jesus says in the Gospel of John 3 that God's love is action, in capital A. God's love is action, not just all talk. Many times we people are very good at talking. We are masters in small talking. When Jesus says something, it is a seed for action. He says, God so loved the world. Why? Because he gave his only begotten Son for you. Whoever believes in him shall not be perished, but have eternal life. One of the most loved Christian hymns that I love so dearly, and I'm sure you too, it is called Love Lifted Me. How many of you have heard this song, Love Lifted Me? When you hear it next time, remember it is Pastor's, one of his favorite hymns. It goes like this. I was sinking deep in sin, because we all have. Am I right? It don't matter where you come from. This is what the Bible says. We are all sinners. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me now, safe am I. Then the chorus goes, love lifted me, love lifted me, exclamation mark. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. How many of you can witness to this? Love lifted you, and love lifted you, and love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. This is continuation what Jesus says. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So whoever believes in him shall not perish. This is what Jesus does when he lifts us up. God's motivation is love for the entire world, for you and for us, resulting in the gift of his only Son, Jesus Christ. And then thirdly, but not leastly, Christ came not to condemn, but to save. Church, remember this. This is what Jesus says in the Gospel of John 3. He came to save, not to condemn. The condemnation, not condemnation, but salvation. Jesus was sent to rescue us, to heal us, and to make the whole world whole. The greatest healing in your life is that you accept Jesus. You turn everything about you to Christ. That's the beginning of healing inside out, rather than receiving something else. This means ultimate healing, ultimate miracle, greatest miracle we can imagine. Healing from Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, Jesus says when he will be lifted up, referring the story in the Old Testament, Moses lifting up the serpent up on the pole. So everybody, the Israelites who saw it, got saved from their circumstances in the wilderness, providing a way for those who believe in that miracle. It means literally that Jesus will bring us from darkness into life. It is a big shift from the darkness of this world and your sins and my sins into life. The greatest miracle ever you can imagine. Now, we have promised to you many times, has been requested, the pastor, when we have an altar call in the Methodist Church, do we have an altar call in the Methodist Church? Can we come to the altar to pray? And sometimes we say, yes, we can. You can come every Sunday. What we do right now, for a moment, this is an altar call. I'm asking you to come. I'm letting you to come to the altar for a moment, for yourself or somebody else. Kneel on the altar rail. Assistant Pastor Mary going from this side and I'm coming from that side. We just lay hand on you. We don't ask questions. We say, be blessed in the powerful name of Jesus Christ, your Savior and Lord. How about that? So let's take a moment for that. Maybe it is just coming and renewing your commitment to Christ. Maybe it is something else you want to pray for. And Linda is praying for a few tunes as we make this altar. Let's do that right away, so before the communion service, before the communion is available.